A mixed result in court for the former vice president, Lisa Brady, Fox News. A federal judge says Mike Pence does have to testify before a grand jury after being subpoenaed in the special counsel probe of efforts to overturn the 2020 election and events leading up to the Capitol riot. But sources tell Fox News the judge also rules Pence can refuse to answer certain questions about his role as Senate president on the day of the riot. Pence can appeal the ruling, and a spokesman says he's evaluating options. This as a New York City grand jury continues its probe of the former president over hush money payments before the 2016 election. Some Republicans accusing Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg of discussing that case with federal prosecutors.
Justice Department officials have said to me the mission here at DOJ has nothing to do with what Alvin Bragg is doing. These are two separate offices. This is federal, that state. They deny that there's any coordination between the two offices.
Fox's David Spunt at the Justice Department. Police interview the parents of the slain school shooter in Tennessee.
Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake says the shooter, Audrey Hale, legally bought seven firearms. Three were used in the Monday attack. He says Hale's parents thought there was only one gun, which was sold as Hale dealt with mental issues. In fact,
she had been hiding several weapons within the house.
Police add their investigation leads to the belief the church school, not individuals inside, was the target of Hale's attack.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Hale, who was killed by police, was 28 and had a manifesto that also mentions other locations. For now, the motive remains under investigation. President Biden urging Congress again to pass an assault weapons ban.
And overwhelmingly, a majority of gun owners agree we have to do something. Not just everybody, the gun owners agree. There's a moral price to pay for inaction.
He's in North Carolina for a previously scheduled event at a semiconductor plant. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Emergency management crews in Mississippi are heading into tornado-ravaged neighborhoods to check on elderly residents.
They're also going to send some veterinary crews to check on some of the animals who were abandoned or lost in the aftermath of that tornado. Also looking for folks to still give donations. Folks need water. They need food and hygiene items. You can check on the Mississippi Economic Council's website. They've got a list of locations where people can make donations and what type of donations they're looking for.
Fox's Charles Watson in Emory, Mississippi. Fox Corp is donating $1 million to the American Red Cross to help with storm recovery in several southern states. If you'd like to help too, visit the Red Cross online at redcross.org/FoxForward. A probe sheds light on China's efforts to target and influence lawmakers and others.
An Associated Press investigation alleges China has been building relationships with officials in Utah, with influence including delaying action to ban Chinese-funded Confucius Institutes at state universities. State lawmakers routinely taking trips to China, paid in part by Chinese host organizations, and records showing China's civilian spy agency, the Ministry of State Security, targets the state. U.S. officials, including FBI Director Christopher Wray, have warned about China seeking to cultivate ties to advocate on behalf of Beijing's agenda. A rep for the Chinese embassy in Washington says China values its relationship with Utah, adding any attempt to smear that is driven by ulterior political purposes.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. A court in Maryland has just ordered a new hearing connected to the murder case that was chronicled in the hit podcast Serial. The court says the family of the murder victim was not given enough time to attend a court hearing in person that led to the release of the convicted killer, Adnan Syed. So a new hearing is ordered. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.